That's loud. Good morning. I am Paige.
And I am Angela.
Welcome to the Paige and Angela Show. Today's wonderful show is going to be about Sister Act 2.
One of my favorite dramas in this world.
It's such a good movie. You may be wondering, why not Sister Act 1? Because Sister Act 2, in my opinion, is better.
Way better.
Just, there's more life to it. You know
what I'm saying? And plus, Lauryn Hill was in there too. Come on now.
Oh my gosh, Lauryn Hill.
Dumped together.
There are some iconic people in this movie, some iconic scenes, might I add. Oh, happy day.
And then the ending, what is that? The ending
song? Joyful.
Yes, that one. Oh, and then, like, how they all, like, took off their clothes and everything and, like, have their new clothes on.
Yeah, they were getting down. Lauryn Hill had to escape her parent, who was like, no, it was like Coco. Yeah. No music for you.
She was like, I don't want you messing around with this music because your father ruined his life because of it.
Yeah, and she was like, but she could sing, though. I mean, it's Lauryn Hill.
We're not really surprised.
Yeah. That movie is so, so, so good. It's something about the way, I feel like it's better than Sister Act 1.
It is.
Because I feel like there was more of a story with, like, oh, well, she's become this huge star, but this school needs her, so she needs to go back to her nun days or whatever. And I feel like the other one, she was forced to be a nun, which was great. The Sister Act 1 is great, but I feel like, you know, it's just like the plot was cool, but they elevated it with Sister Act 2. Mm-hmm, it's just more.
It's just better. That's.
It's just better.
Joyful. That song right there, that was such a good ending song. Mm-hmm. I feel like everything in the movie was perfect. I don't think they needed to change anything at all.
No. I don't know where they got those kids from.
For real.
The way they could sing. They were getting down. Yeah, they had a lot of that. Lauryn Hill was great, obviously. And then what was I going to say about Joyful? I know dang well a lot of kids who were in choir when that movie came out were singing Joyful after that.
Oh, that movie, it depicted the 90s so well, because it was created in the 90s, and I felt like that timepiece is just perfect.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful movie made from the 90s. Probably one of my favorite movies from the 90s. Yeah, because it just makes me happy to watch
it. It does, you know? It really does, but in my opinion, I feel like more, for like 90s, I'm more of a horror fan, especially like with Scream and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then later on, like, in the 2000s, the scary movies, all the comedy ones, have you seen those?
I haven't seen, like, most of them, but I saw the first one. It was really funny.
I love that movie. Which, leading into next week.
Next week's going to be a horror movie, so you should stay tuned for that.
Mm-hmm. And you know horror movies have great soundtracks, so.
Wonderful soundtracks. And we have horror movie specialist Angela Lopez here with us.
Yeah.
To keep us on track. Okay. That is this for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it.
And I hope you liked it.
Have a great day. You look wonderful. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I can see.